Types of testing tractor trailer drivers can expect. Tractor trailer drivers are subject to various types of drug and alcohol testing under different circumstances to ensure safety and compliance with regulations. The types of testing they can expect include pre-employment testing. Before hiring a new driver, employers are required to conduct pre-employment drug and alcohol testing to ensure that the driver is not using prohibited substances. This testing is typically part of the hiring process. Random testing. Tractor trailer drivers are subject to random drug and alcohol testing throughout the year. Random testing is unannounced and helps deter drug and alcohol use among drivers. Reasonable suspicion testing. If a supervisor or company official has reasonable suspicion that a driver is using drugs or alcohol on the job, the driver can be required to undergo testing. Reasonable suspicion may be based on observations like slurred speech, unsteady gait, or erratic behavior. Post-accident testing. Following certain accidents, drivers involved may be required to undergo post-accident drug and alcohol testing. This is typically required when there is a fatality, injuries requiring medical treatment, or significant vehicle damage. Return to duty testing. Tractor-trailer drivers who have tested positive for drugs or alcohol and have undergone the Substance Abuse Professional or SAP process must complete a return-to-duty test before resuming commercial driving. Follow-up testing. After a driver has completed the SAP process and return-to-duty testing, they may be subject to unannounced follow-up testing. The number and frequency of follow-up tests are determined by the SAP and typically continue for at least 1 year. Secondary testing. In cases where a positive result is obtained from an initial drug test, a secondary confirmation test is conducted to verify the presence of prohibited substances. This is typically performed by a different laboratory. Post-rehabilitation testing. Tractor-trailer drivers who have undergone rehabilitation for drug or alcohol abuse may be subject to post-rehabilitation testing as a condition of their return to work. Owner-operator testing. Owner-operators or drivers who own and operate their own tractor-trailers are subject to the same drug and alcohol testing requirements as company-employed drivers. They are responsible for arranging and covering the cost of their own testing. It's important for tractor-trailer drivers to be aware of these testing requirements and to comply with them. Non-compliance can result in serious consequences, including disqualification from operating commercial vehicles, suspension or revocation of a commercial driver's license or CDL, and potential legal penalties. Drivers should also be familiar with the substances that are prohibited and communicate any prescription medications they are taking to their employers.